العزيز حضرت مفتي صاحب السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you مفتي صاحب the platform is yours
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 29th of Ramadan Mubarak 1445. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 23, Surah Mu'minun, and verse number 9. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَىٰ صَلَوَاتِهِمْ يُحَافِظُونَ We are discussing the true qualities of those Muslims that are devoted and dedicated. They are those who guard their salat, حَذَرًا وَسَفَرًا whether they are at home or whether they are traveling. Today we find so many people going for Umrah, going for Hajj, going here and there. And majority of them, while they are on a journey, they just neglect their salat. And you will see people going for Umrah, they're more worried about the 2 rakat nafil salat for ihram. That you read, you don't read, remember, is all acceptable. It's nafil salat. But the first salat, majority of them will miss. Now what common sense is that? Umrah most to most is sunnah, and yet we miss first salat. Now, how can we ever justify that? On day of Qiyamah, hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, he Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أول ما يحاسب به العبد يوم القيامة الصلاة. The first thing which Almighty Allah Jalla Wala will question us about will be Salat. So therefore, O Ummah, O esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International, Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, the final wasiyah. In our memon, we have a very nice word, Manjope Jo Arman Wo. It was the final wish and desire of my beloved father, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, final advices to this ummah, as-salah, as-salah, wa ma malakat aymanukum, go open Bukhari Sharif. So you will find all these ahadith there, Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad, that, O ummah, as far as hukukullah goes, the rights of Almighty Allah, guard your salat, hadaran wa safara, whether you're at home or whether you're traveling. And وَمَا مَلَكَتْ إِيمَانُكُمْ Over whom you have authority, fulfill their rights, your wife, your children, your students, your employees, and the list will go on. So that is the beauty of Islam. May Almighty Allah Jalla Wala imbue within us and inculcate within us all these wonderful qualities of the true believers. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We go to Gaza, the genocide day, GG. And today is day number 186 of the Gaza genocide. And we'll give you now the news, views and interviews locally, nationally and internationally. Israel has lost. And Israel and Bibi Netanyahu, the war criminal, has no plan for the future. So this is what your Haaretz is mentioning. And you can go see it. I added few words there, obviously. Israel must lift the ban on independent press. Imagine this, they're not allowing media there, beside their own media, and that also, they watch them like hawks. So, and Al Jazeera is there, but they also being threatened that they will be kicked out and expelled from occupied Palestine. Biden, are you okay with the settlers using American weapons? That's the question every Muslim, every human being should be asking. Then Butcher Biden, are you okay with the settlers using the American weapons to murder our babies, our infants, our brothers, sisters in the sacred land of Palestine? Israel increasing the settlements there in the West Bank. So they want to steal more and more land. The whole Israel, whole Palestine they stole. They got nothing to do with Palestine. They are squatters and invaders. And therefore we say the only permanent solution is one. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue forever, inshallah. So remember that. Another victory for the Palestinians in UK. So the Zionists and their supporters tried to do certain unholy things. So again they were defeated. This is all Almighty Allah. وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. Allah gives honor to whomsoever He wishes. Allah disgraces whoever He wishes. If you are on my groups, if you are on my Twitter X account at AK Hussein, or you are following me on Telegram, I'm here in Barberton by our brother Ahmed Gora's place here. He and his mother, mashallah, Allah reward them. They went out of their way to make my life easy for us here. Nevertheless, that, then, like last night, I sent out that message, mashallah, that how that one person writes, I forget his name, you know, this name is also so difficult, a non-Muslim. He says that what has happened and what we are witnessing and unfolding is unprecedented in human history. A group of people, Hamas, taking on America, taking on Britain, taking on Europe, taking on the West, and they defeated the West. So where did you see something like that? And they're holding out for more than 6 months, and all the hostages are still in the possession and under the control of the Hamas. Subhanallah. Ye to kudrat ka karishma hai. This is a manifestation of the power and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So therefore, Israel is kaput, remember, and finish. And inshallah, they must pack up and go back to where they came from. Can you believe this? Yesterday when I was at the airport, you know, I love to read. So I go look for all the newspapers. So I got the whole of the Star and the Citizen and the Business Day, whatever you call it. So one of them had the Zelensky of Ukraine is coming to visit South Africa. So he knows that South Africa is aligned to Russia and so forth and BRICS. But he says, no, he wants to discuss agricultural issues and so forth and so on. Palestinian full membership of the United Nations has been referred to a committee. So we hope and pray that some sanity prevails there and they include Palestine as a full member of the United Nations, walau kariha al-Yahud, although the jutlas will be burning and in a rage and fury, we tell them go to hell. At least there in Saudi Arabia, some sanity prevails and they are fasting there today. And it is the 30th fast today, Tuesday. Eid will be in Saudi Arabia tomorrow, Wednesday. 80% of the countries will follow them. So that is fine because remember, now there's enough possibility to see the moon. And after 30 days, you don't have to see the moon also. So at least that was a correct decision they made. And as we have to scan the sky tonight, O Ummah, in South Africa and Zimbabwe, Zambia, Malawi, Southern Africa, if the moon is sighted, the crescent is sighted, then read Hilal Khairin wa Rushdin. Look at the richness, the glory, the beauty, the style, the diction of the Arabic language. Did you ever wonder, ponder, reflect? Hilalu. Ya Allah, make this month, whichever month is starting. In this instance, it will be Shawwal Khairin, a month of goodness. And the best, wa Rushdin, and righteousness. The hadith in Abu Dawood. Arabic language is the only language in the world that every 3 nights the name of the moon changes. So the first 3 nights you call it Hilal. And when it is in its full moon shining in its glory and beauty, 14 nights, Chaudhwi Raat Ki Chand, so you call that Laylatu Badrin. So that is the full moon, Badr moon. So imagine the richness of the Arabic language. So if the moon is sighted, whichever country you are in, then read Hilal Khairin wa Rushdin. And inshallah, we will wait for our moon summit and we will see. We all should try and make a concerted effort, inshallah. The Prime Minister of Pakistan, Shahbaz Sharif, is there by MBS Saudi Murtad bin Shaitan, and they made a very big deal. They're strengthening the economic ties, and the deal they got finished up and agreed on was $5 billion, remember, in different ways. In Mozambique, a tragedy takes place. I don't know who it was, but I assume will be some Muslim, some non-Muslim. 94 people died and passed away. The ferry capsized there. And remember, the Palestinian marches in South Africa, other parts of the world, are being hijacked, you must remember, by the Kuffar Shias. We must be very, very careful. We can't just be following the Pied Piper and become sheep, you know. A person swears, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, curses Sayyidina Umar, swears and curses Sayyidina Usman, our mother Siddiqa, Sayyidina Aisha. I'm asking you, such a person can be Muslim. So you must remember, we need to make it clear that there is no place for Shias with us, remember, in all these activities of ours against the Jutlas and the Zionists and Israel, because the founding father of Shiaism was a Jew. I don't quote to you from our books. I quote from the Shia books. Go open Rijalul Kashi. It's a Shia book and is considered one of the famous books, the reliable books according to the Kuffar Shia. But Allama Nawbakhti, you will find he writes there that the founding father of Shia Azam was a Jew, and he was during the time of Sayyidina Usman radiallahu ta'ala and Abdullah bin Sabah. So we should be very, very clear on this. Yesterday, mashallah, we flew from Johannesburg to Nelspruit. Very interesting flight. 36 seats, you know, 36, 37 seats, and 35, 36, 37 minutes flight it is. And then my brother, Ahmed Gora Joseph, and I stay here always when I come to Barberton. His father also passed away in 2020. Akbar Bhai, Allah grant him Jannatul Firdaus. And then I heard about it, that our brother, Haji Abu Bakr RB, that his wife passed away. What a mote she had. Qabil-e-Rashk mote. We should be envious. That I met the brother Abu Bakr last night. He said that she was reading the Kalima one way. And then she passed away here at home. Now look at it. It's month of Ramadan. It's the last 10 days of Ramadan. And it is on a Monday morning. Monday morning is when Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made parda from this world. And his demise took place. And then she was reading Kalima, and that was her last words. What a Mubarak death. Allah grant our Halima Masi Jannatul Firdaus al-A'la. Allah grant our brother Abu Bakr, his son Zahid and Imran, and the whole family, their daughter Sabri Jamil, and all, may Allah grant all the marhumin. Barberton has a special place for me. My father-in-law, Barid Jay, he passed away on 1st Shaban 1991. From Newcastle, I came down here because, you know, I to read Janaza and so forth. And then 2020, our brother-in-law, that is Abdul Haq, so he passed away in 2020. Allah grant him Jannatul Firdaus al-A'la. So many people we know who are buried here. Allah Jalla wa'ala grant all of them Jannatul Firdaus. Today's history lesson, 29 Ramadan, so Yasser Arafat passed away. He passed away exactly 20 years ago. It was 2004, 29th Ramadan. I remember I was in Medina Munawwara and they announced before the Salat, Salatul Janaza Ghaiban, that there will be Salatul Janaza in absentia for Amir, the leader of the Palestinian Authority or whatever they used to call themselves at that time, and there is Yasser Arafat. So we read the Salatul Janaza behind the Imam Ghaiban in absentia. So I remember clearly, and I'll tell you that Sheikh Huzaifi was the Imam also at that time. So may Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala take us with Iman, and may Almighty Allah take us that whilst we are reading the Kalima Tayyiba La Ilaha Illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. My program today, before we go for the Q&A, inshallah, I'm here in Barberton, and just now 5:25, inshallah, would be the Salat there. So we'll go to the Masjid. This Masjid is historic Masjid, 70 years old, Anjuman Islam, and the Maktab started here in 1927. Dr. Vauda informed us yesterday, Allah reward Dr. Vauda, and the person who has started the Maktab, Hafiz Johan, Allah grant him Jannatul Firdaus al-A'la. Any Masjid did you go, Mausaleem Kareem? Then that's what I do. I try and find out the history of the masjid, the madrasa. So in that way, we can inform our listeners, insha'Allahul Aziz. And inshallah, I'll be here for Fajr, and then after Fajr, we'll carry on with our program, and after 6, we'll carry on with the program in the masjid, inshallah. And then after Zohar, also, I'll have a program here in Barberton, and then inshallah, a third time, we'll be in this place here. What's the place name here? Huh? Malalan, inshallah, we're going to Malalan, inshallah. After Asr will be programmed in Malalan, and inshallah after Isha also. So we don't know that whether it will be Taraweeh tonight or not. If the moon is sighted, then no Taraweeh. Moon not sighted, there will be Taraweeh. So therefore, whatever it is, they will have a program there, inshallah, short program. Allah Jalla Wala make it easy. Ji Maulana, we have about 8-9 minutes for the sharpshoot Q&A, inshallah.
Please, can you elaborate on why women are not allowed to perform Eid Salah with some hadith?
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Yesterday, I sent out a clip of mine. Anybody wants it? So remember that you can just contact me. I'm inundated with questions, so because I'm traveling and there was janaza and so forth yesterday. So anyway, by today, tomorrow, Sunday, you will get it by weekend. But just briefly, Quran Kareem teaches us Surah 33, verse 33, وَقَرْنَ فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ. And women must stay glued to their homes. In Islam, they're not allowed to go here and there unless there's a need. That is what Quran is teaching you. Chapter 33, verse 33, and this is for all women. Second one, that everybody will agree. Every scholar, every jurist, mufti, alim, sheikh, whatever. A woman is not allowed to go out in public with makeup and lipstick and dipstick and what have you. Listen to this hadith. You're asking for hadith? Yeah, I give you the hadith. إِذَا خَرَجَتِ الْمَرْأَةِ. When a woman leaves her home, وَهِيَ مُتَأَتِّرَةٌ, and she has makeup and lipstick and dipstick, and Allah alone knows, you know human stories. فَمَرَّتْ بِمَجْلِسِ كَذَا وَكَذَا. And then she passes the man. So the man can see her, she can see the man. That's exactly what happens in your Eidgah. فَهِيَ زَانِيَا مُصْطَفَى رَحْمَةُ لِلْعَالَمِينَ صلى الله عليه وسلم said, she is an adulteress. She's a loose lady. Authentic hadith mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif. Imagine, and you telling me in this day and this age, anywhere in the world, Makkah, Medina, Aqsa, anywhere, put 100 ladies there, South Africa, and 80-90% will have smart, smart clothes on, dressed to kill, how much makeup and so forth. And common sense is no more common. A place like South Africa, where majority are non-Muslims, you like your wife, your daughter, to pick up a posterior in front of the public, they all can see her. Have some shame and ghirat, absolutely haram, according to all four schools. No one from the four schools said, Eid Salat is compulsory upon women, nor did the Shafi'is say that, nor did the Malikis, nor did the Hanbalis, nor did the Hanafis. Your first Salat, you got no tekana and you want. This got nothing to do with Sharia. Apna shok ko pura karna hai. It's just to fulfill your worm's fancies and desires. You can quote my fatwa in any part of the world. It's absolutely haram. You don't come back with sawab. You come back mal'una. You come back cursed by Almighty Allah Jalla Wala and Mustafa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
Kisab, I would like to find out if using an asthma pump during fasting nullifies the fast.
100% your fast will break. Remember that any medication that goes through the mouth, through the nose, will break the fast, and one qaza will be compulsory. If you have an asthma attack, Allah give you shifa. Read Surah Fatiha 7 times, the hadith mentioned in Bukhari Sharif.
Our parda aunties and kurta walas are still supporting the Yahud businesses, this scam, Woolworths, Pick and Pay. Do you think this is right?
One is, remember, halal and haram. One is a moral issue. So as far as possible, I tell you about myself, right? So remember, if I see Pick and Pay, or I see Woolworths, or whatever, all these places, I don't even know half the names and all that. So I would not go there. But say you go there. Say Ahmed Bhai, he's sitting here, our Ahmed Gora. He goes to Woolworths, or he goes to Pick and Pay. I'll just give you an example. So what will I say? I won't say it's absolutely haram. You can't tell him that to use that item is haram. But we will tell him that it is immoral to do so. Why? Look at what they are doing there in Palestine. And these places and these organizations, they are slaughtering our babies, our children, our men and women. Yesterday I gave you the statistics. They have an AI machine called Lavender. And in Lavender, when they attack what they call one Hamas operative activist, then with that, they take away 50, 100. That's their policy. They admit to it. For other civilians, men, women, and children, and they justify it. Therefore, the haramis today, the jutlas, pakka haramis and murderers and war criminals and ethnic cleansing taking place, they are disgraced throughout the world. And another miracle of Hamas is they have changed the global narrative, Muslim, non-Muslim. 80-90% in the world can see who the super terrorists are, that America, Joe Biden, the genocide of genocide Biden, and BB and all these characters, they are the ones who are the super terrorists. So therefore, it's a moral issue. We will tell you it's best to abstain, but you can't pass the fatwa and verdict and say it's haram. We need to be careful. In this Quran says, وَلَا يَجْرِمَنَّكُمْ شَنَآنُ قَوْمٍ عَلَىٰ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا. The hatred of a people and a nation should not make you such that you forget justice. Everywhere Islam teaches us justice. Deen. What's the meaning of deen? Maliki yawmiddin. The day of justice. So in Islam, when you study it, this political justice, economic justice, social justice, across the board, across the spectrum.
Mufti Sahab, can we eat crayfish?
Remember that people are hungry, it's fasting time, and now they worry maybe they want to have an Eid Eve braai, Molana. They like this kind of words, Eid Eve, you see. Steve is thinking of Eve, and Eve is thinking of Steve already. So anyway, you must remember crayfish, understood? So the name is fish. Well, Shafi'is, Maliki's, Hanbali say totally permissible. Hanafi say not permissible. According to Hanafis, jami'u ma fil bahar, whatever is in the ocean is not permissible except is a fish. So thus, if you study it, the name is fish, crayfish, but it does not fall in the category of fish. We see we drink ginger beer. Is it beer? No, it's not beer, but the name got that, you see. So yeah, also crayfish. So if you study it, it's not a fish. It does not fall under the category of the fish family. So therefore, according to Hanafi scholars and jurors, not permissible.
Mufti Sahab, is it permissible to read the last ayat of every surah and blow on water?
Remember, you can read the whole Quran. Quran Sharif states, وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us, وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَى. That the entire Quran Sharif is shifa. And certain verses, remember, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala made it such that when a person reads it, that it will give you greater shifa, like the example I gave of Surah Fatiha and so forth and so on. So you go and read what the Quran is saying in chapter 17, and that is Surah Bani Israel, and verse number 82, chapter 17, verse 82, وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَاءُ وَرَحْمَةُ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. We revealed, Allah uses the royal pronoun to stamp His majesty and authority and sovereignty. Only we can do this. So we reveal the Quran Sharif gradually, and the Quran is shifa, is cure, is mercy for the believers. So chapter 17 and verse number 82. So therefore, we should be very clear, any part of the Quran Sharif you read and you blow. Story time quickly, then I'll leave you. There was a person in our history. We call him Ibn Sina. What we call him? Ibn Sina. The West, you see these whiteys, white hegemony, everywhere they want to take credit. So they know the Muslims, majority of them don't read and so forth. They just follow like sheep, you know, follow the Pied Piper. So they went to change his name and anglicized it. They call him Avicenna. If you ask a Muslim person today, who's Avicenna? Hey, he'll tell you must be some Muslim, non-Muslim character, you see. So that's how they win the game already. They took away our thought process, our critical thinking. Be that as it may, so remember, a person fell ill. So now the Maulana went, Maulana Salim Karim went, example. So you must, Maulana is a big imam there, mashallah, sheikh there in the Ladysmith and so forth. You know, NKR. There's a joke about that NKR. In one masjid, they had the written, I saw it myself, NKR, no kitab reading. You understand? Anyway, so now what happened was that, so Maulana Salim Karim was there. Example now, obviously. So Ibn Sina comes. He is highly upset. What you doing here, imam? You know he's my patient. But Maulana Salim Karim, the imam, you understood? A lot of wisdom and so forth. He said, Ibn Sina, you are such a great physician. You wrote the book Qanun and translated canon. Till today, they use it in the universities and the medical fraternity. And he praised him. He started smiling. Then he told him that, you know, but your brother, he's makhi choose and kanjus and bakhil. He's a miser, stingy guy. In 30 seconds, 60 seconds, 1 minute, he wiped that whole smile off his face. You can see the body language of a person and you can see the reaction and response. He said, Ibn Sina, if this is what Kalamul Bashar does, human being speech has such an impact on people, then ask him what I'm doing. I'm reading Kalamullahi Ta'ala. I'm reading Allah's Kalam on this person who's ill and sick. How much impact it will have. Think about that, Muslim. We will see you here. You'll hear from us, inshallah, 20 to 6. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.